My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Carolee A. Stendel, C-A-R-O-L-E-E, middle initial A, last name S-T-Y-N-D-L. Number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. Period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to CHF also play a role. Period. The recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 23 from 23, creatinine of 1.1 from 1.1, and AGFR of 49 from 50. Period. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, and there is no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. Her electrolytes remain stable, including her potassium of 4.4. Period. Since the last visit, the patient states she followed up with her cardiologist, Dr. Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N Perez, on the 23rd of November. For CHF exacerbation, period. Per the patient, Dr. Guzman restarted her on the spironolactone, S-P-I-R-O-N-O-L-A-C-T-O-N-E, which her primary care provider had discontinued, period. She was also, her amlodipine was adjusted to once a day, and her losartan 50 milligrams was adjusted to half a tablet in the morning and half a tablet at night. She has a pending stress test on December 8th of this year, period. The patient presents with 1+ edema bilaterally. However, she states it has improved significantly since restarting the spironolactone. We reinforced the fluid restrictions of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, as well as restricted sodium intake in the diet of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. She denies any urinary symptoms or any other complaints. We recommend continuation of the plant-based diet, devoid of animal protein and processed foods. We also encourage her to avoid nephrotoxic medications such as omeprazole, which she takes only as needed when absolutely necessary. Period. Next line, prediabetes. The last A1C was 6.2%. She was started on Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, by her cardiologist. We recommend continuation of this drug for kidney and cardiovascular protection, as well as prevention of diabetes, period. Next line, aldosteronism, hyperaldosteronism. The patient's blood pressure has remained extremely stable per her blood pressure log, and today's blood pressure of 108/69, period. As previously stated, the spironolactone has significantly improved her blood pressure. We reviewed the latest CT of the abdomen, dated 11/23/22, which shows normal bilateral adrenal glands with no obvious renal mass or hydronephrosis. Normal bilateral adrenal glands and no obvious renal mass or hydronephrosis. period. We will continue to monitor her blood pressure closely and advise the patient to contact us if the blood pressure ever becomes out of control. We advise her to continue monitoring her blood pressure twice a day. And to keep records of it, period. Next line, arterial hypertension as per above. Her blood pressure is stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperkalemia, which has resolved. We provided her with written information on a low potassium diet, especially since she is currently taking losartan and spironolactone, period. Her current serum potassium is stable at 4.4. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable with normal thyroid panel. Next line, obesity with BMI of 39.7. She weighs 231 pounds today. And has lost 3 pounds since the last visit, period. We encourage her to continue losing weight by continuing the recommended diet and increasing her physical exercise. Next line. The patient's husband reports a concern of forgetfulness, and he wanted to know whether or not it was medication-related, period. We advised him to follow up with his primary care provider for for additional testing and monitoring, period. And we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. However, we did advise the patient to contact us if she has any concerns or complaints or notices an increased trend of her blood pressure readings, period. And